Good morning. I'm Alejandro Plastina. I'm an economist with the International Cotton Advisory Committee. And today I want to present some preliminary results on a study that we are conducting with Dr. Rafiq Chaudhry on the technical change in seed cotton production for a set of countries. When we look at the stats, we see that world cotton seed production almost doubled over the last three decades. And we ask why, what are the factors that influence that increase in seed cotton production? We usually answer to that question by looking at yields. The world average seed cotton yield went from 1.2 tons per hectare in 1980-81 to 2.3 tons per hectare in 2006-07, representing an increase of about 86% over the entire period, or about 3% annual equivalent. But we all know that behind yield increases, there are several factors that influence production. One of the main factors is the change in the intensity of use of the inputs of production. We know that change in fertilizer use, in irrigation, in chemical use will affect yields. Another big factor is the management techniques. So that's the management techniques used in the production of seed cotton. For example, different water management techniques will yield different yields. Different pest management techniques will yield different yields, and so on and so forth. Another big factor influencing yields is climatic factors. Dry year will influence yields downwards. A good year, a good climatic year would improve yields. And we can go on with this list of factors that influence yields in different parts of the world. And we can list other factors such as economies of scales and so on and so forth. So we want to go one step further than just measuring seed cotton yields and try to analyze how much of the change in output, in seed cotton output, can be attributed to factors other than the change in the intensity of use of the inputs of production. That's what we economists like to call technical change. So the purpose of this study is to measure technical change in seed cotton production for a set of regions and countries. And technical change can be loosely interpreted as the change in the amount of output that can be produced from a set of inputs, or the change in the amount of inputs required to produce a given amount of output. In order to do so, we use some data from the survey of the cost of production of raw cotton compiled by the ACAC. This is a survey that is conducted periodically, and it's been conducted over a number of years since the early 1980s. In this survey, among other information, we gather data on the unit price of each input of production, the amount of each input of production used in the production of seed cotton, the amount of seed cotton produced per hectare of land, and the unit revenue obtained by selling that seed cotton. At this stage of the study, we only include information from the surveys conducted in 2001, 2004, and 2007. And based only on the completeness of the data, we included the following countries or regions within countries. These countries altogether represent, in the 2006-07 season, represented about one-third of world seed cotton production. Now, how do we measure technical change? We use an index number approach. We start off from a translog production function, which is a flexible second-order approximation to the production function, and from there, using some algebraic, after some algebraic manipulation, and using the assumption that seed cotton producers are profit maximizers, we end up with a superlative index of technical change, that is, which formula is in there. This index of technical change can be loosely interpreted as the ratio of the average product of an aggregate input between two points in time, let's say time zero and time one. Y there represents the amount of seed cotton production, X represent the X's represent the amount of inputs, and the V's are the input shares in total revenue. When this technical, this index of technical change is greater than one, we say that technical progress have existed, and when this index is less than one, technical regression is said to be in place. And we can illustrate that with a very simple example. If between time zero and time one, the farmers use exactly the same amount of inputs, so the X's are the same between the two periods, but in period one, producers obtain higher amount of output than in period zero, then this index of technical change will be greater than one, reflecting technical progress. We can also illustrate that by saying that if output is exactly the same between the two periods and the input use is exactly the same between the two periods for all inputs except for one, let's say fertilizer, and the amount of fertilizer in time one is less than the amount of fertilizer in time zero, then again the index is greater than one, suggesting that technical progress exists. Okay, so with this methodology in mind, we analyzed the indexes for the irrigated regions and for the rain-fed regions. Let's have a look first at the irrigated regions. And in the first column, the indexes are reported for the period 2000-2001 to 2003-04. In the second column, for the period that goes from 2003-04 to 06-07. And in the third column, the indexes for the entire period. Let's start with third column. We see that all indexes there are greater than one, suggesting that for all regions for which data is available, experienced technical progress over the 2000-2001 to 2006-07 period. We see that Argentina, the Santiago del Estero region in Argentina, experienced the highest technical progress, followed by the central region of India, and then by the northern region of India, and finally by Iran. But this technical progress followed different patterns across different regions, and also different patterns within each region for different sub-periods. And we see, for example, that Argentina, both Argentina and the northern region of India, experienced technical progress over the two sub-periods. But Argentina experienced modest technical progress over the first sub-period and then experienced a substantial technical progress over the second sub-period, while the northern region of India experienced modest technical progress over the two sub-periods. And different is the case of the central region of India, where over the first sub-period, it experienced some modest technical regression, but it was more than compensated for by the technical progress experienced by the second over the second sub-period, which was substantial and the highest in this table. Finally, in Iran, we see that modest technical progress occurred over the first sub-period, and then very slight technical regression occurred over the second sub-period. For the Punjab region of Pakistan, we only have data for the first sub-period, and according to these data, this region experienced some technical regression over the first sub-period. We move on to the indexes for the rain-fed regions. And again, we start by looking at the third column, and we see that for the regions where data is available, the technical progress existed, and the average index in this case is much higher than the average index for the irrigated regions, suggesting that technical progress in this region was higher than in the other regions. Something to note is the extremely high technical progress occurred in the southern region of India, followed by the central region of India, and finally by the northeastern region of Brazil. Again, the patterns of technical change among across regions and among within regions across different periods is very different. And we see that for the southern region of India, in both periods, they experienced substantial technical progress, while the central region of India experienced substantial regional technical progress over the first sub-period, and then only modest technical progress over the second sub-period. The northeastern region of Brazil experienced very high technical progress over the first sub-period, but then experienced some technical regression over the second sub-period. If we look on to the regions for which we only have data for a sub-period, we see that the Sinú region of Colombia only, we can say that they didn't experience any technical change over the second sub-period. Côte d'Ivoire experienced some technical regression, and Mali experienced some technical progress over the first sub-period. According to this data, Nigeria experienced an enormous technical progress over the second sub-period, but this index is difficult to swallow when we look at the changes in production and yields in Nigeria over the 2003-04 to 2006-07 period. So we can relate these indexes by plotting the percentage changes in yields versus the average change, the average technical change experienced in each region. And here we pull the cross-section and time series dimensions. And we see two things in these graphs. First, the positive intercept on both regression lines indicate that yields plotted in the vertical axis respond to other factors than just technical change. As we said, the change in the intensity of use of the inputs is a relevant, very relevant factor. And the other thing is that technical change is a major factor driving the change in yields. So to summarize these very preliminary results, we can say that technical progress existed between 2001 and 2007 in all regions that we included in the sample, but the technical change followed different patterns in different regions, but in all cases has been a major driving force towards changes in seed cotton yields. Of course, this study has major limitations. First, the sample size, very small sample size, and the biggest limitation of all is that technical change is a confounded effect with weather effects. At this stage, we cannot segregate those two effects, and further research is needed to extend the time dimension series of the analysis, and then maybe we will be able to segregate those two effects. And of course, as always with the survey data, this is subject to reporting errors. Thank you. We're taking comments.